Hey, Astra here, and welcome to today's episode of the Money Moxie Daily Podcast. And today I'm going to say a few words about the concept of play. And when I think of the word play, of course I'm guided directly to childhood, and I have this huge smile on my face, and it's funny because when I'm recording, I do smile sometimes, but not always right from the beginning and with like this kind of plastered smile, that kind that like after a while it starts to hurt the sides of your cheeks. Because I'm just thinking back to childhood and that feeling that we get from playing. And I'm 45 years old, so I'm probably going to be mentioning a couple things that for my younger people, you might not know about these things. You might know, I'm not sure. But I'm thinking of even things like tiddlywinks and pickup sticks and Play-Doh and the kind of roller skates that were metal and fit onto your shoe and that you tighten them with a skate key. It's like almost bringing tears to my eyes, actually. Then there, of course, there were jacks, but then there were, when I was in grammar school, like in my probably junior high years, there was this really cool game called Chinese Jacks, and there were like these little plastic circular things that kind of, you could like loop them into each other. And if you looped about five or six in one, and it was like this, I don't know, it's really hard to explain. I don't know. Please give a shout out to me if you've heard of Chinese Jacks and you know them and you've played them. But you could create your own set of jacks, basically, with these little colorful plastic loop pieces. Yeah, and it was so fun. And I kind of mastered that, actually, that the game of Chinese jacks. And I don't know, it was almost kind of meditative to play it. So, yeah, oh, now I'm, okay, I'm just going with the flow here. Now I'm being guided to remember and think about this little group of trees that were growing outside of the Park District building where I took gymnastics in grade school. And this group of trees, they were so magical. I actually don't know what kind of trees they were, but they weren't those kind of like ancient, really tall trees like oak and, you know, maple and, trying to think of other types of the really ancient, really tall trees. And pardon me. For once, I'm actually a little sleepy at this late night point when I record the podcast. But yeah, so these were this little group, tiny grove of trees, and they were just perfect for a really fun group of young, not too heavy, grammar school aged girls to climb and to hang out in. And so before and after class, or if we were on like a field trip from our grade school, because sometimes we actually took field trips to that particular area because it was actually a beach. So it was in Chicago, in a neighborhood called Rogers Park. And I think it was the Loyola Park District house, field house, or whatever it's called. Pardon me. I think that's correct. I actually probably need to look it up at this point because it's been a few years since I graduated 8th grade in 1984. But anyway, so we would climb these trees, and it would be about three or four girls, people to a tree, and we would decide that the trees were our apartment buildings. And each of us would claim a couple branches within the tree to be our own little individual apartments. And so there'd be like a branch that was like our living room, and a branch that was our kitchen, and another branch where it was like our bed or our bedroom, where we'd be able to like kind of recline and relax and take naps if we wanted. So it was just like this crazy cool fantasy game. But there we were in the midst of trees and like trees. And I know this has been going on, it's ancient for years and probably centuries and probably before that, that trees provide this beautiful field of fun vibration for children and the young at heart to connect with. And it just lightens things up so profoundly when we connect with trees and their energy and their just ancient wisdom about being in joy and being both grounded to the earth and then connecting up into spirit or the spirit realm or heaven or the universe or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, so. And it's amazing. And in all of this new money moxie connection energy that's been coming through me, nature and animals and plants, the flora and fauna of Earth have come through to basically state firmly, that they are a part of the money moxie connection and us connecting with trees and plants and flowers and bushes and animals of all species. This is a part of how we connect with abundance on Earth in the present time. This connects us with our truth, with our power, with our purpose. This brings us into a state of lightness. It's so beautiful. And I would love to hear of your experience with this podcast. I appreciate you.